When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Friday, everybody. You made it. You made it. Everything that you were stressing about this week, everything you were worried about, didn't get you. Didn't beat you. Didn't happen. Well done. Well done to you all. 402-464-5685, starter Heyman text line. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, you want to check us out on the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube X, Allo Channel 961, etc. Austin Orman, kind sir, would you please let them know about the Mercado?
Of course, our good friends at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut, including beef jerky. MVP Mike
came through four different kinds
of jerky he brought for us. There's a big old bag. I know I am taking some home, gone on a mini road trip this weekend. I'm eating good. Give me snacking good in the car.
Where are you going?
For the first time ever, the State Fair in Grand Island.
Okay.
I made a point to not go because the State Fair belongs in Lincoln, but we're headed out to see family not far from Grand Island on the wife's side, so, and some friends in Grand Island as well. So, you know, screw it. We're taking the kid to the State Fair in Grand Island.
You know, that silent protest just went loud, bro.
I know.
That's the best part.
Like, who's responsible for that?
Well, I think a lot of the ag people wanted it moved, so it was an hour and a half less transport for them.
What's the actual middle of the state?
Kearney.
So Kearney's
North Platte, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
I think North Platte's 4 hours, Kearney's three-ish, and it's basically eight across the state, so somewhere in there.
So they wanted it in the middle, and are the ag people happy now? Is that?
I don't know. Haven't talked to them since I haven't been, so I guess I'll find out on Saturday and report back on Monday. How about that?
What's the feature? I haven't been to it. What's the feature for this event?
Again, I don't know. I haven't been in so long. It's just been off my radar. So I'm curious to rediscover it.
So what do people say, though? What are they saying about this event that makes people want to travel from all points of the country, of the state, to be there?
I mean, it's a state fair. I assume there's some fried delicacies. It's where I tried a fried alligator. Had a roast beef sundae there once.
Fried alligator?
Alligator, yeah.
You know that wasn't real.
I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but it was before the Louisiana Tech game. I remember that distinctly. Went to the State Fair in the morning, came back in the afternoon, watched the Nebraska-Louisiana Tech, I believe, on pay-per-view.
Did they win?
Yeah.
And that's the most important. You need the alligator before every game.
Yeah, it's been harder to come by since then. So you can blame Nebraska's losing on me than my lack of alligator.
You were the real cause all along.
Yep. Hey, speaking of that, that Chiefs rookie, Carson Steele, pet crocodile.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
And the crocodile is probably not what you want to have your pet. Alligator is a little bit less aggressive. But hey, you got Will Levis putting mayonnaise in his coffee. And do anything and everything to get some notoriety.
I still don't. I don't, who hurt you, bro?
We need to have Luke in here someday and ask him if he has ever considered putting mayo in his coffee, or if anyone at the mill has considered a mayo coffee recipe. And I can't wait for the look on his face.
He had a list of strange things that people asked him to put in coffee, and yeah, that would make the list. That would make the list. No, we're not doing that. We can't live like that.
No, we can't. You know, the whole thing with Phil Mickelson's doing, it looks like the work got work for him, where it's pretty much he drinks coffee all day and eats like once or something like that, and he put collagen in there, all types of stuff. I can understand that, right, for health reasons. But mayonnaise, like DP said, who hurt you? And I want to know who taught you that, though. Because at some point in time, you start drinking coffee. So who okayed it? Because somebody on your team in college or high school saw you do this.
Coached or allowed, right, DP?
Yeah, I mean, so
you want to grow up be like Uncle Jimmy?
Right, like early.
Yeah.
Like to figure it out early. Like I have liquor collagen. that I will put in my first cup of coffee of the day. And I'm not real hungry until late afternoon. So coffee during the course of the day is kind of what sustains me. I can't fathom a mayo in coffee. Like, who was there when it accidentally happened for the first time and went, I'm going to drink it anyway.
That's like you lost a bet. And then it was like, all right, this is good. Do you remember during, I think, was it COVID? Or maybe right after, it was mustard on watermelon and stuff like that?
No.
Right? It was like the little mustard challenge or something.
Wouldn't we? I mean, I would fight you.
Put mustard on watermelon?
Yeah, if you, like, why? I don't even understand. I know I'm different, but that's okay.
It's just mustard water, essentially. Let's be honest. It's not like, wrong. Yeah, it's mustard water.
Slightly sweet.
Yeah. Well, you know, just put water, mustard, and a little sugar. You get the same thing. It's a little stomach ache, too.
Yeah, we were out there for when the Huskers were in Dublin. We were out at the State Fair.
Yeah.
I don't.
Florida State, Georgia Tech is up in there tomorrow. It's an interesting matchup.
Two onside kicks.
Neither one.
Did you guys catch Nick Saban on TV in Dublin drinking beer on TV?
No.
Him and Pat McAfee spent the day chugging Guinness on TV.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nick's got a lot of free time, and he's starting to live life a little bit, man. I'm happy for him. I've never seen a coach that aged and then, you know, reverse Benjamin or went Benjamin Button after you just that quick after you retired.
Well, it's the stress that happened to you. But
he looks good, man. And, you know, look, man, it's another side to him. You know, to be honest with you, I think, isn't Bill Belichick on with him too? Pat McAfee? Yeah,
every so often.
Yeah. Like during football or during the NFL season. Hopefully it does the same for Bill Belichick.
They all got out and got free.
Well, Bill Belichick is just out. He's just out for a little bit. But I think for him to get another job, I think this year with Pat McAfee is huge for him. Because, you know, we talked about it on the crossover with Strick, DP, is that we talked about Pete Carroll. We talked about Bill Belichick. Pete Carroll has the brand and everybody knows that he can just make an easy transition into just being the head coach, easy to work with, right? Whereas Bill Belichick has the perception that he wants to run everything from, you know, who's turning the lights off and all this and the expectations of the GM and the ownership and, you know, always down to the janitor. So for him to fight that or actually show another side of him or you know, who he is, it's going to be huge this year for him with, you know, Pat McAfee. And not to be out of character, but I'm sure he's a little bit more open and you know, funny, you know, than he was portrayed as in New England.
Yeah, I mean, we get that most smart coaches are actually funny. They're just real protective about who they give it to.
Yeah, and they know how to, and him and Harbaugh, they know how to work the media. You know, that whole thing where people think Harbaugh is like dumb, he's just doing that so he didn't have to answer your question.
Like Jerry Sloan and John Thompson were two of the funniest dudes I've ever met. And you wouldn't have, like, as coaches, everybody's, you think John Thompson, big stoic, cerebral. Yeah. John Thompson was funny. That's a funny dude, man. And Jerry Sloan was the funniest, like, at his heart, he was a farmer.
Yeah.
And he hung around with gangsters. Like, he had basketball gangsters around. Funny dude, man. And when it came to the media, he gave the media the business.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, are we surprised Belichick's funny?
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I feel like he's like the sarcastic dry guy.
Yeah. You can't tell whether he's laughing or not, but yeah, I think he's
He'll probably mess with you.
Yeah, I think he is. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I just think, you know, for him, you know, it's the big, big year off for him. And it's, you know, obviously with Robert Kraft calling down to his buddy, Arthur Blank. But I think the more surprise thing was not getting the Commander's job and then also Philly. Now, I think Philly was different because I think you had a younger coach that you've had recent Super Bowl success or runner-up success with. So that's harder. That's a harder out right there. Him not getting the Commander's job is, I think, a byproduct of, one, having a young GM, having a different type of, I guess, consultant come in. When Myers came in from San Francisco, or not San Francisco, for Golden State, which obviously Steve Kerr and the way they approached basketball, cultivating real relationships with players and dealing with different personalities, which Belichick did not and didn't do well when he had different personalities up there in New England, probably led to him not getting the Commander's job. So if he still wants to get back in and be the all-time winningest coach, he's going to have to not totally change, but show the ability to adapt to what's going on right now. Like it, love it, or leave it.
And you can do that without coming across as fake or trying too hard.
Yeah. And I think he's done that. It's a big step for him to be with Pat McAfee. I could see him just going and being on, you know, the Four Letter Network and just doing Countdown or something, and where you're on for 10 minutes a week. You know, I could see him doing that, or you know, doing something like that. Versus now, where you know probably zooming in at your house, probably with your dog. Hopefully he's not on any more ring cameras, but but he's definitely, you know, getting out of his comfort zone. So
we're gonna be better for it because they're gonna take us through this whole journey. So it's kind of cool, the transitioning of pro sports, college sports. That's the right place for him to tell everybody about it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, it's not just what you see this year; it's what happens in, what is it, 6 months? You know, Black Monday is usually after Super Bowl. So
yeah,
that's 7-8 months, which, right? So, you know, August through, you know, yeah, about 6-7 months.
Are they both done though?
No. Yeah. I listen to Pete Carroll for an hour. He has too much energy. I don't think he's done. I think it's going to be a little bit harder because then people will use their age again. But I think Pete Carroll's energy just knocks that out the park. Bill Belichick, I think, is a tougher sell because intimidation by his success really will intimidate a lot of people that have been very comfortable in their roles at certain positions in organizations.
He's almost interviewing you as much as you're interviewing him.
That's maybe what they're feeling like.
Yeah, yeah. And who's going to be his boss now?
Right.
Right.
So it's got to be mutual respect, right? And then mutual admiration as well for success. And that's hard to find, as we've obviously seen, because there's only about 8 teams that actually try to win. So anyways, good first segment. Jay Foreman, DP, we'll come back, talk a little college football news. You know, the change of recruiting rules is great, and then we didn't get to our subject yesterday. Can you lose a team by who you recruit and how you recruit them, or lose a position room by who you recruit, or in the NFL, who you sign, so forth and so on, or who you want to sign? Anyways, quick break. Old school, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.